From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At least 20 dead in Taliban suicide bombing. A powerful suicide blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. The head of Kabul's Crime Investigation Department said security guards identified the suspected bomber as he moved toward the Afghan National Civil Order Police headquarters and tried to stop him when he blew himself up. The Taliban claimed responsibility. UN Envoy Stephane de Mistura struggled on Monday to keep peace talks on track in Geneva, where Syrian government and opposition representatives are present but not yet fully involved in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between the UN envoy and the Syrian government delegation for midday Monday were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he'd received a positive response from Mr. de Mistura on their demands to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. But the opposition said escalating violence could hinder the already fragile process. Farah Atassi is a member of the Saudi-backed Syrian opposition delegation.
This actually is an insult for the United Nations. It's an insult for all the efforts. The regime, what they're doing, is blowing off all these international efforts, really, to push for a serious negotiation or to push for the political transition. We can't go on like this under the bombing. To be honestly, there is no national Syrian can go and start negotiate with the regime that killing his own people, that bombing his people, that hitting 52 barrel in less than 1 hour. This is unprecedented.
The UN envoy was scheduled to meet with the opposition later on Monday. This is